Can I ask a question?
Yes.
From the police. Why they decide to remove potsips from the communities where they were? There was no consultation with the community.
Look, I understand why you ask these questions. I also understand that it might be difficult for Assistant Commissioner Henderson to answer some of these things. These are, as it has been indicated, is a government decision. I'm happy, Assistant Commissioner, if you want to try to answer it, but I understand that some of these things, you know, directions come and you have to follow them.
Well, before I get you going, it's just that maybe PLOs might work in cities or towns or whatever, I don't know. But in the Indigenous communities, they're referred to as gammon police, if you know what I mean. So there's not a great deal of respect for PLOs, yet the Quatsips had that
respect.
That's
something that we've heard a bit, yes.
You're quite right, sir. I think the decision made, regarding Quatsips was made before I arrived here in the far north, and as I say, it was a government decision.
Yes, yes. Don't hold it against the Assistant Commissioner, in other words. He has to do what he's told.
Chair, no disrespect, it's still the Assistant Commissioner's role, irrespective of what he's directed to do, to take responsibility.
Of course. So when the new system comes in, of course, it will be his role, which I'm sure he'll take up. Stuart, you wanted to make a comment?
I just wanted to sort of add a bit more to what Trevor was talking about. I work in Woodville, my family's from Maragoon, so I can sort of see on both sides of it. I've got one, two, three.
Can three, you hear up? Is that being recorded?
Yes. There's three thanks. Community police who are currently working in Maragoon who have been in jail. Quite often you'll see a person come out of jail and be offered a shirt for community police work. That's the sort of person that the officer in charge sees as an attribute to enforcing the law in that community. So the diversity of the community police is something that can't be stereotyped. It needs to be taken individually. And for instance, in Woodjawoodjaw, our community police, we've only just had them going for 12 months, on and off. So the change of community police introducing
quadsips
is a new concept in our community that will take a lot of understanding to adjust to. And all of these changes, the communities are coupled with juggling all of these changes and managing everyday rights. So, yeah, it's interesting.
Yes, okay. Just on that point about community police having criminal convictions, is a conviction a bar from someone becoming a PLO?
That's correct. And there will be an issue trying to identifying suitable people from the communities to become PLOs will be an issue.
Yes, okay.